It is after the recoupling. Two girls enter. One man leaves. Stuff is starting to heat up in Fiji. Love Island.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are recoupled. There's new couplings going on. It's crazy up in here. What is up, everybody? I am Mike Dealing. We are back for another after show of Love Island. We're covering two episodes today because I was out of the office on Friday and we need to get into it. But first, want to introduce my producer in the booth, your boy Ryan.
What's going on, you guys? Ryan Nilsson in the booth, excited to talk Love Island.
Ryan, it's Monday. What'd you do this weekend?
This weekend, I went to an amazing birthday party on Saturday. I actually went to two birthday parties on Saturday. One of them is your co-host, Renee Ariel.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was a very well-planned party. Everything was in order. Everything was just really planned out. It was a lot of fun. Very planned out.
I like it. I like it, man. I went to two weddings on Saturday while you were at your two birthday parties.
Two weddings?
Two weddings. Well, you know, I am the minister. I am the wedding officiant, so
true.
It's also work, but I went there. What is up, everybody? We see y'all in the chat. Lynn, Rebecca. What's up, Rebecca? Are you going to become Rebecca? Rebecca in the chat, Ryan. You went this route, so give her a little bit of encouragement.
You got it.
Unless I have her mistaken, believe Rebecca wants to become an AfterBuzz intern.
Ooh. Well, I was an intern and I got hired.
That's
and
right.
I work here,
that's so right. So respect.
Got to apply online, Rebecca.
Kick it up. We're glad to see everybody here. Of course, we're back for Love Island. This show is, guys, it's really starting to deliver. So, like we've been saying, these kind of shows, they start out a little bit slow. We get to know everybody. Everybody's kind of happy. Everybody's kind of nice in the beginning because there's no drama. Nothing's really going on. Now stuff's happening. Now we're recoupling. New people are coming in. So I'm really starting to like it, okay? Because we're getting dramatic, and that's when stuff starts to get fun. So real quick, we're going to go over last Friday's episode, episode 4. But then I really want to get into episode 5 because that's where a lot of this stuff really, really happens. So, okay, we're going through. We get finally a little competition. I don't know. You know what? In the chat, guys, what did you think of this competition? Again, the competitions are underwhelming to me simply for the fact that there's no stakes in it. Nothing happens. Ryan, I see you scrolling through. That is not the U.S. version of Love Island.
Didn't think it was.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I didn't like this challenge going commando. Of course, the guys took all their clothes off. They run through the little obstacle course while the girls are hitting them with paint and stuff, and they're trying to be sexy or whatever. And I was like, you know, there's no payoff to me. I like the gamesmanship aspect of this stuff, right? We know I talk a lot about the strategy for these reality shows. I also talk about the love because that's kind of what we're here for. But first and foremost, for me, whether we're doing Bachelorette, which we're going to be doing right here on AfterBuzz at 7:10 p.m., so an hour from now, or we're talking about Love Island, I like the strategy and the game aspect of it. Okay, so again, this competition, there's no outcome. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Spoiler alert, Michael won. And look how far that got him, right? So we don't care. Before we talk about the recoupling, because I'm going to go straight to it for last episode on Friday, couple things I noticed. Still this show, and it cemented it more with this episode, really, really odd music choices. I don't know what they're doing with this show or whoever's in charge of music. Write in and tell us what's going on because there's really weird stuff going on. The announcer, we love you, dude. You are super snarky. Keep it going, keep it going. Okay, let's get straight to the recoupling. Not surprising, I thought. One, what I thought was weird. Did anybody else find it weird or strange that all the girls, for some reason, it's like the producers or whoever said they had to refer to all of them as boys? I want a couple with this boy because XYZ. Oh, I want a couple with this boy because of ABC. That seems so strange to me. I was like hurting my ears. I was like, stop calling them boys. It's so weird. I just thought it was so strange. Also, they know somebody's going to be eliminated. More specifically, we know a guy is going to be eliminated. Why didn't all the guys pack? Why didn't all the guys pack? You know you have a shot of being eliminated. We know, no spoilers here, we know Michael got eliminated. But then he takes a half an hour to awkwardly pack his clothes up and stuff and get ready to leave the villa. Why don't you just pack up and bounce? I thought that was so weird, so awkward. Regardless, here's our couples, guys. Kira goes with Cash. We knew that was going to happen. That's solid. Elizabeth with Zach, same thing, super solid. They're a great couple. Alana, of course, picks Yamin. Super solid couple. Again, no problem. Now is when stuff starts to get a little tenuous. Mallory picks Weston. They were already coupled up, but we know they don't really like each other. I like this from a gameplay perspective. I like it from a game move. They have a little bit of an alliance going, which is exactly what you need to save each other just in case anything happens and they need a lifeline. Now, here's where it gets fun. Alexandra. Peace out, Mike. She picks Dylan, new dude Dylan. That was a good date, we know. And then Caro coming down with all the stress, all this, so much stress, her hair was frizzing out even more. So much stress. She picks Cormac. Unsurprisingly, I thought they had a really good date. You could tell Michael, man, I like Mike, but the whole time it just felt like he thought like he had a right to be there. It was a little too much full of himself. Like he didn't, I feel like Mike didn't fathom in his head that he could possibly go home. And I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, I feel like he didn't play hard enough. He was kind of like a floater, kind of chilling in the background, just thinking, you know, if it's going to happen, then it's going to happen. The girl pick, like, no, you got to get out there, dude. This is for money. This is a competition. Chances are you're not going to find love regardless. So I needed him to be more out there, like more outgoing, more trying to meet people, trying to make some games, trying to do something, because he already knew he was on the outs with Alexandra, who was his initial pair. Caro was not guaranteed whatsoever, obviously, as we see. So it's just a really risky move not to be very outgoing. He should have been connected to Caro at the hip. He should have been all up in her, trying to just make every kind of connection, learn everything about her. And he was too laid back, way too lackadaisical. And that's what happened. He got booted home. So see ya, bro. Sorry about it. Back to wherever, and time to model more. Okay. Anyway, that was last week. We had a great weekend, and I was really excited for this episode because, as we talked about some last week, the producers on this show have a rough job. They got to make an hour-long episode every single day. And to be honest with you guys, these people aren't doing that much stuff every day. As I said, it doesn't even look like they're really drinking. They party a little bit, like a little bit. At night, that's what I was saying. You could tell this is not an MTV show because they're not like doing competitions and dancing like crazy every day, all day. So it's a lot of sunbathing, swimming, and idle chit chat that just seems like they're not doing much. So they have a lot of stuff they have to do. However, today's episode, obviously, we had the whole weekend. We didn't have anything going on. So I was like, cool, we're going to get some good stuff. We got a lot of you writing in on the chat. Carrie, what's up? Amy, Rebecca, I see you guys. Love to have you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's see. Which couple from Long Island? Wow, Mike. Which couple from Love Island would you marry? That's not legal in the U.S., so I would marry no couples. Oh, would I actually perform the wedding? Oh, any of them, dude. I don't care. See, that's my thing. If you say you love each other, I will marry you. I don't need to get into if I think you're a good match or not. It's just as long as they love each other. Who I think right now is working out the best, I'm going to give to Alana and Yamin still. Especially after today's episode. We saw Yamin really feeling her today. He liked the makeout session. They liked everything about it. So I think they're a really solid couple. Mike, I think Michael thought he was good because he was a model. I agree. That's what I thought. Carrie, there's a 2-drink-per-night limit. Is that true? Ryan, that can't be true.
I'm checking right now.
That is nuts.
There's no way.
Does CBS not know how to make a love reality show where all these young kids are in a house together? What? A 2-drink-per-night limit? You don't even feel that. Whatever. All right, cool. I mean, thank you for the info, but that's nuts. And they would definitely get a lot more footage.
Oh, yikes. There is one. There is a 2-drink-a-night minimum. Limit.
No, it should be a minimum. It should be a 2-drink and more than that minimum. Don't overdrink, kids. That's not what we're saying. I'm just saying they look a little bored, and alcohol tends to, you know, loosen everybody up a little bit. They're there to party. They're on Fiji. They're on island. You know, I guarantee you, Ryan, none of these kids knew they were not going to be allowed to drink when they signed up for this show.
Yeah, there's a limit on alcohol. The USA Today reports that they're only permitted two drinks per night. And they said it's actually the show is positioned very much against excessive alcohol use.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
Look, I'm not trying to say they should be getting obliterated and blackout or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. However, these are all adults. They can drink more than two drinks a night. They can drink more than two drinks all day and still be fine. And I think they'd probably be having a lot more fun and it would be a lot more interesting because they just seem kind of... Tell me what you guys think in the chat. I think they're kind of bored. Lynn Lampman in the chat. Big Brother 21 has more hookups this year. That's right. Big Brother, they are hooking up more than on Love Island. I don't know. That's amazing. That's amazing that they have a maximum drink allowance. I'm sorry. I can't really fathom that. That's antithetical to one of these shows where the kids are in the houses basically trying to hook up. Are we actually trying to front like we're trying to find real love? All right, cool. Hey, I'm down for the ride. Let's get through this episode, guys. Okay, we start out real quick with Caro basically saying she doesn't actually like Cormac. This is going to come back to bite her in the butt later. I'm calling it right now. And we also see it shooting ahead a little bit. We see it in her conversation with Weston. I want to table that right there because I'm going to get really into it when we talk about her and Weston talking. Did anybody else notice that Caro just dissed Cormac's high five? That was really awkward. But somehow, Cormac doesn't get the message saying how he just wants to keep hanging out with her or something. Dude needs to split from her quick. And I feel terrible saying that because Caro is my favorite girl on the show. I think she's spunky. I think she's fun. But I think she's playing a really bad game. I'm going to talk about it more when I get to Weston. Rebecca agrees. I think they're bored. They need more alcohol. I mean, they need something. They don't even let these kids play competitions every day. They're bored. It's cool. We're having fun watching them. We hear Mallory picking Weston because she thinks he deserves to be there, but it's not like it between them. They're just kind of, they're really friend-zoning each other, or at least she's friend-zoning him. But then I thought it was interesting that she made the acknowledgement that when they were recoupling, she said how she said, you know, I like cowboys. And she said, I see how that could send him a mixed message. Dude, that's not a mixed message. Calm down. Like, you're saying right away, like, this, we're not really together. I don't think she really got his hopes up. I didn't think that was a big deal. Zach and Elizabeth, they're good. And again, we see Yaman saying how much he's feeling. And I love it. They go right into a challenge, thankfully. And this easily is the best challenge so far of Love Island because there is actually a result and there is actually some stakes. Like, they get something. Float my boat. The girls are blindfolded. Hey, Ryan, blindfolded.
Yep.
Kinky. Kinky.
Craziness.
Except no alcohol. So,
no alcohol.
Yeah, whatever. Not a big deal. There's more alcohol in my Uptime white peach lemonade sugar-free energy drink right here.
Brought to you by Uptime.
Than I think they have on the island. That's cool. The girls are blindfolded. They have to blow up the raft, and then they got to go out on the raft with the guy and come back. They all did, you know, except for Alana and Yaman. And we know. Obviously, Dylan and Alexandra. Boom, they win. They did a great job, and they won.
Great job.
Congrats, guys. We don't know what they won yet, but they did win, and that's exciting, especially since they're a brand new couple. So, we know it's been a week now. We've been watching the whole time. They get back together, the girls and the guys, they separate, they have a little conversation. Alexandra, this I thought was interesting, Ryan, because as you know, this is the second time this has come up. Alexandra says that she's happy that Dylan told her that he likes her better without makeup. This concept of girls and how they look with and without makeup, that's the second time in five episodes this has come up. I thought that was really, really interesting. And ladies out there, get you a guy who likes you better without makeup. Ryan, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. I think you got to be comfortable in your own skin, especially when you're doing these challenges that are in the water where the makeup's not going to stay on, man.
Well, there is waterproof makeup, Ryan.
I clearly don't know much about makeup.
I tell my wife constantly to stop wearing. I hate it when she wears lipstick or lip gloss. I hate it. Don't like to kiss it. Regardless, No makeup. No makeup, girl. No makeup, girls. We want to see you. Okay. Then the guys get together. They fake a text from Weston that there's girls out in front to meet him. He's running. Mallory looks pissed. I thought this was interesting. Mallory looked really upset. And even though we know that it was a prank, we knew they were going to prank the girls, that it comes out that it was a prank, how angry can you be when you guys just had that conversation that you aren't really into each other? You know, I mean, unless it's a straight gameplay move, and I get it, is she all of a sudden panicked that she might not have a partner anymore and she might be in trouble of getting booted out? That's the only thing I could see. I thought it was kind of strange. Again, now, this was my favorite part of the episode.
What?
Caro goes to talk to Weston. Let's rewind for a second, and I'm going to look at the cast again. Let's talk about the men that Caro has approached so far. Caro was originally matched up with Cash. He picked her, okay? She was obviously not happy about it. She's also the only girl on the first night that stepped forward for two other dudes, after she was already picked by Cash. So already you're kind of like, you know, what's your game? I don't really get it. Are you not looking to be monogamous on this show? Are you playing the game? Are you actually trying to find a love connection with someone? I'm not sure. But that was kind of warning bells right off the bat. Regardless, almost all of us in the chat and the comments that I've been reading and stuff, we all like her a lot. She's really cool. She's beautiful. She's spunky. Except for the baby voice. We really like everything about Caro. But that was kind of alarm bells right off the bat. Then, throughout the past week, we've seen her talk to Yaman. We've seen her talk to Michael. We've seen her talk to Cormac, obviously, who picked her. And now she goes to Weston. So we know from her talk with Cormac that she's really not into him. So this is where the show separates. We got to talk game, and then we got to talk love. So she's not feeling these guys from a love perspective. Okay. But who's she feeling from a game perspective? I feel like my gut instinct is that she's still going after some kind of love, okay? And that's right. From the picture Ryan's going to put up right now, she hardcore during that last game last week, not the last game, sorry, one of those games last week, made out with Cash, which was, that's just a mistake. Like, she doesn't have a shot with him anymore. She already put that on a burner. Not even on a back burner. She took it off the stove. She threw it out of the house. Like, she has no shot. I don't know what she was doing here. All right, she got to get her head in the game. Regardless, she goes and she talks to Weston in that kind of way, like, I'm trying to explore, blah, blah, blah. Not a terrible move because we know Weston and Mallory not going to work out. Okay, so not a big deal. So he might be a free agent for her. However, what he tells her is exactly what I've been saying. He said, look, all the guys know you're a big flirt. We see you going around to every guy. You're buzzing around. And he's like, look, I'm just going to keep it straight with you. I'm just going to tell you exactly what I'm seeing. You're going around to all these different guys. So now, again, two separate halves, right? If we're talking love, well, I mean, yeah, it's a show. Yeah, we just all met each other. Like, not a big deal. But you got a bunch of these people are already coupled up, like they actually like each other. So if I actually like you, or potentially I like you, but I really see you, like, can't even stay with any of your partners right off the bat, that's sketchy. From a game perspective, if I see you buzzing around to all these different guys, I can't trust you that you're going to pick me in the coupling.
Buzz you later.
Right. So if I can't trust that you're going to pick me in the coupling, that's not a strategic move that I should make getting together with you. So she is self-sabotaging a little bit right now. And I'm really worried with her because we know two new girls come in at the end of the episode. Let me go back to the chat, Ryan. Carrie. Carrie's been with us the whole time. What's up? I love Alexandra. She seems funny and genuine. Yeah, I like her too. I like her with Zach. They seem like they have a really solid connection. I think Caro just hasn't found anyone she really likes, and she's actually trying to find someone. I think so too, but you got to remember, this is still a game show. She's not playing the game very well, and that's what got me nervous for her. Rebecca, there's no point in competitions when they get no award. I feel bad for Cormac, but I love Caro. Girl, what is your game? Yeah. I feel bad for Cormac, too, because I think Cormac might actually like her. Now, staying with Caro, the second time in this episode, Ryan, we talk about girls, let's call it artificial look versus natural look.
Okay.
We had the makeup right off the bat. And then when we get ready, because it is also Weston's birthday. Speaking of birthdays, it's just a birthday weekend just in general here at AfterBuzz, Ryan's friend, and at Love Island. It's Weston's birthday. They get a text. They're going to have a Western-themed birthday. If you're born with the name Weston, do you have to be Western and love country music and all boots and cowboy hats and all that kind of stuff? I guess so. They're having a Western-themed birthday for Weston, which is also a tongue twister. And all the girls get all prettied up and all that kind of stuff. And we see, which we, you know, other producer Josh and I had already looked at her Instagram on the first episode we did of this. We see Caro toss on the wig and go straight haired. If you can find a picture of that. She goes straight haired. And we find out Cormac saying that he actually liked her better with straight hair. And then Caro, like a champ, this is the best move, like a champ, was like, well, I don't really want to be with somebody who likes me better when I'm not being myself. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. You don't want a guy who likes you better with makeup. You don't like a guy who likes you better when you're wearing a wig, although with straight hair, she looks fly. You know, I think she didn't have time. Obviously, she can't go to a salon and stuff. We're stuck in Fiji on an island, so... Somebody tell me if I made a mistake and that actually wasn't a wig. I'm pretty sure it was a wig. This looks more to me like she just naturally straightened out her hair. I don't know. Obviously, she could straighten out her hair, and she looks beautiful with it straight, but I was totally getting it. And what a dumb thing to say for Cormac. Like, dude, you already know you're kind of on the outs. It's not going real well. She doesn't really like you. Like, why would you... Honesty is great. But why would you say, like, oh, yeah, like, I really like the wig on you much better? Like, dude, that's just, that's not going to work, Ryan.
Creepy.
Don't tell that to a girl.
Never, especially this girl.
Anyway, we get to Weston's birthday. Oh, I forgot. Let me go back real quick. Because we had the dynamite drop-in from back in the day, Ryan. Paula Cole. I don't want to wait for our lives
to be over.
And they dropped that in, and a lot of you in the chat have been remarking, and we say the same thing. We love this announcer guy. His snark level is out of control. And I really loved how they broke the fourth wall today by him saying, look, guys, this song cost a lot of money for us to get, so we're going to play the whole thing. And they did. I loved that. It's so true. It costs so much money to license music for TV shows, and they juiced every single second out of it. They also juiced, if you guys noticed, my pick for Song of the Summer, Old Town Road, the remix played again today when they were getting ready for the Western party. Yes, it did. That was fantastic. They're juicing as much as they can out of that song as well. So, we're getting ready for the Western party. This song is just going to be an anthem forever. Dylan shaves his beard. Bro, that's a hair trimmer. You need to get an actual beard trimmer, my friend. That is a hair trimmer just for the top, not for the beard, my friend. And Cash teaches Dylan how to dance. Basically, Dylan is getting geared up for something tonight, even though it's not his birthday. Who cares? Party every day like it's your birthday. I believe T-Pain or somebody said that, right?
That's right.
Every day is my birthday. Yep. So we got Dylan teaching how to dance. We come through. It's a Western-themed party. Of course, we got line dancing. Of course, Weston is teaching everybody how to line dance. Everybody's just having a good time. Carrie, ew, as a curly-haired girl, that really irked me. Yup, that was dumb. Lynn, she told the girls she was putting on her wig. Awesome, I was right. And Rebecca, Mike, I was right. Me, I was right. He doesn't know what to say on camera. Yeah, exactly. He has no idea. So we got them all around. They're partying. And now, not a game, not a prank. We actually get a text for Weston on his birthday that the new girls are coming through. That's right. We have Katrina, who, did you guys notice? Was it Cormac? Somebody called her like Katarina or something. It was the wrong name. Christina. I think someone called her Christina. So we have Katrina and Kristen, but someone definitely said Kristen and Christina or something like that. We have Katrina and Kristen. Beautiful girls. Stunning. You saw all of our OG girls are a little bit nervous because we got new chicks on the island. Now it's not fun. It's fun when the new dudes come, and now it's not fun anymore. So I'm interested if you guys put in the chat what you guys think. Are these new girls like immediately going to get pounced on? I think yes. And we're going to go through the couples again. We know at the end of every episode here, I rate the couples, or I at least give a yay or nay to them and what I'm thinking right now. Hopefully Ryan can find a picture of our new ladies.
Yeah, I'm looking for them right now.
I want to say, Ryan, one of them is Filipino.
Got it.
And as is my wife. So if that's true, all the dudes should be jumping on her because Filipino ladies are awesome. And Filipino men. Philippines is awesome. I went there. It was a lot. You ever been there, Ryan?
Never been there. I've been to Australia, though.
That is not the same at all. Nice try, though. Here they are. Right there, and I believe our gorgeous lady in red, I want to say she's Filipino. She looks like it to me. They both seem cool. They both, right off the bat, now here, just like, this is very cool, and we'll see this time and time again on this show. Just like when the dudes came in, they were ready to go. Dylan and Cormac were like, hell yeah, we're in this together. Like, they already had a little bromance coming on the show. They were chilling. They knew they were going to be buddies because they were starting at the same point. Same thing with these girls, right? They know they're there. They know they have to break up some of the relationships right there because everybody is paired and matched one-to-one right now. So in order for these girls to stay on the island, they've got to break up some people. So you know they're going to be partnered strategically together as a team. I want to hear from you guys. Which guys do you think are going to jump on these ladies right now? Let me go through it, and I'm going to tell you what I think. Kira and Cash. Damn, Ryan, I started out with a hard one. Kira and Cash. They had that conversation today where Cash said, okay, if a new girl comes in and she wants to talk, I'm going to talk to her. Because, Kira, you said that was cool, and she was like, yeah, that's cool. I think one of these girls is going to want to talk to Cash. I think we're getting some good edit going right here. And potentially it's already happened. And I think that's potentially why the producers and the editors have tossed that in. I think he's going to talk, but I think he and Kira are solid. Elizabeth and Zach, I'm going to say they're still solid. Same with Alana and Yaman. I think they're still solid, guys. I think these couples are still good. Here's where it completely breaks down. Mallory and Weston. Forget it. One of these girls, and remember, it's guy's choice this week, right? Because there's more girls. Weston's going to choose one of these two girls, or potentially one of the other ones too. But I think he picks one of the two new ones. Alexandra and Dylan. I don't see it. I think Dylan likes Alexandra because she's super sporty. She's got the sports thing going on. And we know he likes her with no makeup on. These two girls look like more makeup style to me. And that they like that. They like being dressed up. But we see Alexandra, that's a big thing in her life. She doesn't like that. We know she's more of a tomboy. They're too good of a pair. I think they're sticking together through this one. Now, Caro and Cormac. Cormac should be all over these girls. Like, I don't know. A wig on Caro. Cormac should be all over them because we know Caro doesn't actually like him. She spits out something near the end, when she was talking to Weston, she spits out something about she should keep getting to know Cormac and give him a shot, and that's absolutely true, but I don't buy it. I think Cormac will see her buzzing around to all the other guys, just like Weston said. I think Cormac should be all over these girls. I think he's going to end up picking one of these two because, look, from a gameplay perspective, these girls should be finding any crack that they possibly can to get in there. And Caro and Cormac are going to be an obvious crack that they can get into. That sounded wrong. There's Caro and Cormac have an obvious rift that these girls can take advantage of. And I think one of them is easily going to steal him away. In fact, Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you have the AfterBuzz prediction serenade?
I got it right here.
Let's play that.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
My prediction is, this is not a prediction, first part. Both of these girls, we know they're going to get text messages and get dates. My prediction, they both take Cormac. I think they both take Cormac. They might also both take Dylan. I think the other guys might be too locked up with their girls. I think these two possibly take Dylan and Cormac, both of them, and then the dudes just have to swap when they go on the little date pergola thing or whatever. Let's see what you had to say. Lynn, sorry, told the girls to put on a wig. I saw that already. Rebecca, Cormac, and Weston are going to talk to the new girls. Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Whatever it is, it's going to be interesting. I love it now that, you know, like I said at the top of the show, it's really heating up because now when people have to steal other people away, that's when people get overprotective. That's when people get defensive. That's when the drama starts to happen. And that's what we love to watch. Burp there a little bit into the microphone. Sorry, everybody. Regardless, we're going to be right back here tomorrow to see the next episode. Guys, you know, here at AfterBuzz, first of all, thank you so much for everybody who tuned in. I see all of you in the chat. We appreciate it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm here every day talking about Love Island, 6 p.m., because we love the show. If you guys love these relationship reality shows, you know I do a ton of them. We're coming right back here. If you stay tuned to this exact channel, 7:10 PST, we're going to be talking Bachelorette. I think this is going to be a good episode. It's a good episode today. Bachelorette is going to be good. And of course, on Wednesdays, I'm here for Married at First Sight, which is also starting to heat up finally because this week the couples go back home and that's when the honeymoon is over. So until then, give us a thumbs up. Give me a 5-star review. Subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels. I love you guys. My name is Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Go have some drinks. More than two. More than two. Ryan, more than two.
More than two. Take care, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV. Would like to thank you for tuning in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.